Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How may I help you?
Hi, Ashley. I had a charge from your company, and it's not a valid charge. I was wondering if you could help me with it.
Can I have your zip code, sir?
Yeah, it's 89444.
And what was your name, sir?
James Walker.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Yes, it's 43 Pinion, Wellington, Nevada.
Yes, sir. Do you remember on the 19th of April ordering the Focus Pods?
Focus, what was it?
Pods.
Focus card.
Pods. It's earbuds, sir.
Huh?
It's earbuds.
The earbuds?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And that was which date?
The 19th of April.
The 19th. Was that from Sharp Gadgets or Sharp Nutrition?
The one was $5.97 and one was $18.94.
Okay, I have two charges I'm interested in. One is for Bisharp Nutrition, and that's who I'm calling right now. This number 1939 ends in 1939.
Yes, sir.
And I have another one.
Both
from
of the
Bisharp
charges
Gadgets
are under the same account. It's for the pod, sir.
Okay, so can you give me the charges, the individual charges?
The $5.97, the $18.94, and then it was the $69.97, sir.
Okay, and what were those for?
They were for the Focus Pods. The $5.97 that you spent, it was for a 14-day trial, and after 14 days, if you did not call the council to say that you did not like the product, they would charge you the full amount of the product, which was the $69.97.
And what product was that?
The Focus Pods.
Okay, that was the earbuds, the Focus Bud earbuds?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the advertisement was is that it was free. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling, which was the $5.97, I believe. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that was supposed to have been just shipping and handling free, except the, you know, the free deal, you just pay for shipping and handling, the way it was explained to me.
Did you click a box that states you're 18 years or older, sir?
Pardon me?
Did you click a box that states you're 18 years or older, sir?
Yes, I did.
And did you read that box, sir?
Did I read the box?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. It was an agreement. You had to do it or you wouldn't get the free shipping. You know, they wouldn't get the deal. So I don't know if I read every line.
Yes, sir. In the box, it states the terms and conditions. And it states you have 4 days to receive your product, 10 days for you to try it out. And if you do not like it, you will have to call back to cancel.
Okay. Well, what? Okay, let's go to the next charge. That was $5.97, and it would revert to how much if I didn't call in?
It was that $69.97, sir.
$9.97. That was for the $5.97 charge. Mm-hmm. Then I have an $18.94 charge, and what's that for?
It was for one was for the pods, and one was for a warranty on the pods. So you had two pods and all.
Is warranty. $18.94 is from warranty.
And
pardon me?
It comes with a warranty and another pair of pods, sir. So it was two pods and a warranty.
Okay, so what was the other part? So $18.94 is the warranty. Is that what you're telling me?
It's for a warranty and an extra pair of pods, sir. So it was
extra parts?
Extra pair of the earbuds. It was two earbuds in all, sir.
Two sets.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I only received one set of two. Is all I received. So what was the last charge then?
The 69 was the full amount of the 597, sir.
Okay, let me pull this up for you real quick here. Sorry, because I had three charges. Well, let me tell you what they are.
Yes, sir. One is 597, one is 1894, and one is 6997.
Okay. Well, let me pull this up real quick, if you would, please. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I have on May 6th, I have a charge for $69.97. On April 20th, I've got a charge for $5.97 for Sharp Nutrition. And on the same day, April 20th, I have another charge for $18.94 from Bisharp Gadgets.
Yes, sir.
And you say those are all for one product purchase?
The $5.97 charge is the $69.97. The $18.94 was for the warranty and the pods. For another set of parts.
Another set of parts. Well, I didn't get them. How do I return these? Because I don't want these. It was false advertisement the way it was presented to me. I'm going to reverse charges on these charges. So how do I send this back?
1 second, sir, while I speak to my supervisor. Yes, sir. So I just spoke to my supervisor, and she stated that she refunded you that $69.97, and your account was canceled.
Pardon me?
You were refunded that $69.97, and your account was canceled, sir.
Okay, so you're refunding the $69.97 charge. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, how about the other... charges.
What other charges, sir?
The $5.97 and the $18.94.
No, sir. She only refunded you the $69.97 because you did purchase the earbuds.
So you say that the $18.94 is for a second set of the earbuds and a warranty on them.
Yes, sir.
Is what you told me. Is that correct? Okay, I did not receive the second set. I only have one set. It was a watch and an earbud. So maybe that's the difference.
Yes, sir. One was probably for the watch then, sir. You had a watch and earbuds?
Okay. All right. So... okay, so you're going to refund the $69.97 today. 5-7.
It should take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, okay. You know, this came as a text or an email message for me. They were saying that, oh, we have all these free units and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. And so that's really false advertisement through the email. So I will be blocking any future emails from those folks. But I just want you to know that it's really false advertisement the way you're handling this, because I did not sign up for this. It was presented to me as they have free units. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. And then as it turns out, the way you handle it is that you charge me, when it's all said and done, $94.88 for something that was supposed to be just shipping and handling. And you're not very clear about the warranty. You hide it in the, you have to check this box or read this 50-page agreement, and you bury it in there, and you trick the consumer. So anyway, thank you for giving me that refund. Have a nice day.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a nice day.